I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. What does a football team do in the aftermath of making history? Well, last week, this Kentucky Wildcats team did just that, ending the 31-year losing streak to the Florida Gators down in the swamp in Gainesville. Joining me to talk about the big victory and providing a scouting report on this weekend's opponent, the Murray State Racers, is LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Very well. And obviously the Wildcats, let's hope, are not fat, dumb, and happy going into this game against Murray State. But I digress. Let's first talk about the triumph in Gainesville and what a sweet win that was.
You know, it's been such a long time coming. And I know you asked me last week, you know, could they do it? And it's one of those things you just couldn't pick them until they were able to get a win in the series. And so now going forward, I think maybe, you know, who knows, maybe I can pick Kentucky over Florida. But it was. I mean, what was so sweet about it, too, was seeing the people that showed up at the airport after they came in, and it was like 3:30 in the morning. And that's, you know, shows you how much it meant to those people. You know, it meant a lot to the team because, you know, to be honest, it was just an SEC game, and it was the first SEC game. So that puts them atop the standings for now. So that was a key win for this season.
Yeah, to get the it's not even a monkey on your back. It's a 500-pound gorilla. And so you would think that there's a certain ease, you know, or some peace of mind going into this particular contest. But you're right. They had to prove that they could go on the road, slay the giant, in this case, a 31-year giant. And they did it by winning on both sides of the ball in the trenches.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I know a lot of us, I mean, I've said this, but I've heard other people say it as well. Kentucky won that game. It's not like they backed into it. It's not like they got lucky. Kentucky went out and they took that game away from Florida. And the main thing they did was they, like you said, one in the trenches. And when you say that, it's the offensive line and the defensive line. There were so many times where the offensive line was opening up holes. They still have not allowed a sack of their quarterback. They're up there nationally in the rankings for rushing yards because they're opening up the holes. And then on the defensive side, it just seemed like even though they didn't have many sacks on Felipe Franks, they were able to get back there and make him hurry up his decisions, throw it quickly, or, you know, just giving him confusing looks so he didn't know whether to go run or pass. So that's where Kentucky has really come a long way in recent years, and now we're starting to see it pay off.
Benny Snell had 175 yards, and then grade the performance of newcomer Terry Wilson as quarterback as well.
You know, he's still making some mistakes. I'd probably give him about a B because he made a lot of great decisions. He made, he's one of the few quarterbacks in recent years for Kentucky that has thrown for 100 and rushed for 100. It was fun to see him mix it up like that, fun to see him throw such a long touchdown like he did to Lynn Bowden. I think it was a 54-yarder. And then the little fake sweep where he ended up keeping the ball and just ran right through the middle and in for a touchdown himself. So he's making good decisions there when you talk about those run, pass, option decisions. But, you know, he still had the interception right before the half where it was just a pretty poorly underthrown ball and Florida was easily able to take it. So, you know, he's got some things to work on, and maybe that's a good thing. It's going to keep him on his toes, keep him working. I see the talent there. It's just he needs to get rid of the turnovers. I'm wanting to say it's 5 turnovers in all this year, 3 interceptions and 2 fumbles. So if he can get that taken care of, I think you're going to see a pretty special quarterback, especially for a guy that's just a sophomore.
All right, so he has to ply his talents against Murray State, the Murray State Racers from the OVC. Let's scout that opponent for a couple of minutes.
Well, I hate to say this, you know, because Kentucky's never one to go, oh, this should be easy, but this should be easy. I mean, it's a game that they really should take control of early on. You know, Murray State's 0-2. They lost their opener at home to Southern Illinois by 39 points, and then they went on the road and lost at Central Arkansas by 13. I just think the talent level that's there this year, I mean, in past years, Murray's had a really potent offense. But it just doesn't seem to be there yet this season. And I'm not sure that's a kind of team they're going to be able to get it against this year in Kentucky. You know, once they get into maybe an OVC schedule, we'll start seeing Murray pile up some wins. But to go against Kentucky and try to right the ship and get it going. I just think it's going to be tough. They really do like to spread you out, throw the ball, run the ball, good, healthy mix. I'm not sure defensively they're going to be able to stop this Kentucky run. Again, Kentucky's just gotten so good on the offensive line that I just can't see Murray State stopping it.
The ideal scenario here is that Kentucky takes care of business early and often in the first quarter or the first half, and then you get to see some folks get some action in the second half who normally don't even see the field.
You know, not only that, but it'd be great to see maybe Gunnar Hope get in and get a few reps at quarterback once Terry Wilson's taking care of business. It'd be great to see A.J. Rose, who still plays quite a bit, but let him get the majority of the carries instead of Benny Snell Jr. And like you said, maybe see some of those guys. They have that new rule this year where you can play up to four games before they have to decide if you're going to redshirt for the entire season and sit out. So this would be one of those great games where you can get somebody into live game action with a crowd. I would say the lights are going to be on, but it's a noon game, so I don't know if the lights will be on. But, be in that pressure-packed situation and see how they react. And then that way maybe you have a little more to go on as to whether you look at a freshman and say, let's give him another year to get faster and stronger, as opposed to, let's keep him out there. Or maybe they see somebody that really impresses them. So this could be a really good game for that.
All right, I'm going to ask you to go out on a limb here and predict the outcome.
All right, this one I can put in Kentucky's favor. I think you've already kind of gotten that vibe. I'm going to give Kentucky a 48-7 victory on Saturday over Murray State.
All right, our guest today on the Scouting Report has been LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at wuky.org. Thanks for your time again, Keith.
Look forward to it.